It's day two of the big Farnborough Air Show here in the UK, and the world's big players in aerospace and defence are racing each other to announce deals. The big commercial struggles unfolding there still have a familiar transatlantic flavour to them. Among them, Europe's Airbus beat Boeing of the US to a $7 billion passenger plane order from the airline based in the Gulf, Etihad Airways, an order that includes four of Airbus's new A380 super jumbo aircraft. Theo Leggett is at the Farnborough Air Show. I asked him, first of all, how much of a blow it is for Boeing that Airbus won these new plane contracts.
Well, frankly, Manuela, Boeing's been thoroughly upstaged. On Monday, it announced its own deal to sell the other UAE-based airline, Emirates, up to 13 aircraft with a total value of $3 billion. Of course, Boeing was delighted with that deal. It was a major order, but it isn't in the same league as what we've seen today, an order for up to 36 aircraft with a list value of $7 billion. Frankly, this has really sent a buzz through the show. Now, I spoke to Etihad's chairman, Dr. Ahmed bin Saif Al Nahyan, and I asked him why he chose Airbus's products and not Boeing's.
We looked at the two manufacturers, but our need for aircraft, especially at the size of A330, the only aircraft which is competing with it, the 787, which it will be in the market in 2008. We are a new airline. We want to expand fast, and we need an aircraft.
That was Dr. Ahmed bin Saif Al Nahyan, the chairman of Etihad. Were there any other big deals today?
Yes, we also heard today that the Anglo-French defence group Thales has won a major order from the UK government to supply unmanned spy planes. That's a programme called Watchkeeper, and it's worth about $1.5 billion. Unmanned vehicles at the moment are becoming more and more popular in the defence sector, and Thales won the contract despite very strong opposition from the US contractor Northrop Grumman.
Where does this leave conventional manned aircraft, projects such as the Eurofighter then?
Well, in some respects, their days do seem to be numbered. There's a definite move towards using unmanned systems wherever possible to avoid risking pilots' lives. You'll notice that in recent conflicts, such as those in Kosovo, Afghanistan and Iraq, an awful lot of the fighting effectively was done from a distance. So you could ask why the British, German, Spanish and Italian governments are ploughing billions of dollars into the Eurofighter Typhoon project. It's a programme to supply absolutely state-of-the-art fighter planes, but the idea was originally conceived about 25 years ago. That was during the height of the Cold War. Since then, of course, the nature of combat has changed. Now, this project has been beset by delays and cost overruns. The governments involved have been dragging their feet over actually buying the fighters that they agreed to. So I met with the UK's Defence Procurement Minister, Lord Bach, and I asked him if this big project wasn't now just a white elephant.
We still need something to protect our airspace. Look at 9/11, for example, for the way in which our airspace can be used. And of course, we've needed an air superiority role in Kosovo, in Iraq too. But what is critical is that Eurofighter is going to be a great multi-role aeroplane. It's going to both be able to protect itself in the air and win air battles if they're necessary, but it's also going to have a ground attack role, which means it can use precision bombs if need be and will have weapons attached to it, which means it'll be a very effective attack aircraft.
That was the UK's Defence Procurement Minister, Lord Bach, ending that report there by Theo Leggett at the Farnborough Air Show here in the UK.